Your labor is not in vain. Just keep doing it. I told the young people, you go look at one. This Nike thing, Nike, just do it. It's not their own invention. It's not their own invention. I'm going to tell you, most of these thinkers, you know, they pay them so much money to come with something like to drive the merchandise. And Nike came with just do it, right? It's from the scripture. Look for it. Just do it. You would read it in the Bible. It was an exhortation given to somebody to just do it. So after all, it wasn't Nike that came up with this. But don't give up on serving the Lord. Don't just stay home. Well, I cannot do, well, we're going to come to the body. I don't want to jump into it. What can I do? And I'm not capable. Well, who said we are capable? Who said that we are sufficient? Who said that you are wonderful, that you can serve the Lord? Nobody said it. And that's why we have the indwelling of the Spirit, so that we can serve, we can shepherd, we can care for one another. Why? Because there is a chief shepherd. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you know what? I agree with Brother Mark. There is a coming a day when he shall appear in this world. And whatever reward he will give you in private will be a declaration in the public world. It will be a day of display. But the chief shepherd has to do with what? With the reward. Don't give up, young man. Don't give up, young sister. Whatever measure of service to help along a soul, to help along someone, there is a chief shepherd. There is a chief shepherd. There is one that is supreme. There's one that is great. There's one that is unique. And he will reward. When the apostle Paul spoke about his reward, he says, there's a crown of righteousness. Crown of righteousness. I'm not giving up. I'm going to love his appearing, and I'm going to do that which is right. I'm not giving it up, because there's a crown of righteousness. From who I'm going to receive it? I'm going to receive it from a righteous judge. A righteous judge. And you and I, I'm going to encourage you, young brother, young sister, don't give up serving the Lord, because we have a chief shepherd that is taking notice of everything you do for him, and the day is coming when he would reward you. And with that reward, you and I can throw it at his feet and be able to tell him, thou art worthy. You know what the saints were doing? They're taking these rewards and these crowns, and they are throwing it at his feet. And they are saying, just they were saying, thou art worthy. What they were saying, really, he is worthy, and we are not. Don't give up serving the Lord. So I'm going to close with this for 2 minutes. And I cut my time 10 minutes, so be thankful. Go to Psalm 23. I'm not going to expound on it, trust me, but I'm going to share with you something that I enjoyed from this psalm. And I trust you can take it with you. Write it down on a paper. Check it out. And see if it makes sense for you. If I want to tell you what I spoke about as being shepherd, good shepherd, great shepherd, and chief shepherd, I'm going to tell you, I see it all in Psalm 23. So let's cruise with it. In 2 minutes, I'm going to give you what they call in this world highlights of it. That's it, highlights. But these highlights meant the world to me personally. And I hope they will mean the world to you as well. Ready? Okay, let's cruise through it quickly. The Lord is my shepherd relationship. If you want to have a relationship, the Lord is my shepherd. I trust that every individual that is present with us today heard the gospel last night, heard of the love of Christ and salvation even earlier, heard about the Lord is my shepherd. Listen, you can hear about salvation. Young man, you can be born in a Christian household. It's not going to save your soul. I always say that because I like it, because I have it. You know what I'm saying? Having an athlete's foot doesn't make me athletic. Look at me. Look at me. But in reality, we're familiar with this, right? There are millions of people that have athlete's foot, but they're not athletic. And there are billions of people, if they are born in Christian household, doesn't make them Christian. And you can be sitting with us and hearing about shepherds, but it means nothing to you until you come to the conclusion, I need to have a relationship. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want supply and sufficiency. Supply and sufficiency. Next. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Rest. Rest. The Lord Jesus provides rest. Not only rest for the soul eternally. Not only rest for the conscience. But even in the relationship where He is, where He's sustaining me, I will find rest for my own soul. Let's cruise. Because I said I'm going to finish 10 minutes earlier. He leadeth me beside still waters. Refreshment. Relationships. Supply and sufficiency. We said He maketh me like rest. Now look at this, what the measure of what this shepherd provides. Refreshment. This water that refreshes us. Let's go. He restoreth my soul. Restoration. When you are going in a different way, when you are backsliding, He will go after you and He brings restoration. What's the reason? Because you are too wonderful, right? No. No. Because it says here, He leadeth me. He gives guidance. Young brother, young sister, you need to be guided into matters of life. That's the great shepherd. That's Psalm 23. He gives guidance. He leadeth me. He takes me by the hand and He leadeth me. When He raised this young lady from the dead, it says, and He took her by the hand. He starts leading. When He gives life, He takes, He loves, He enjoys, start taking you by the hand. He gives guidance. For His name's sake. That's the purpose behind it. He brings restoration. He guides you because the purpose is His name's sake. It is not because you deserve it. Because the purpose is so that His name might be magnified. Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death. Those things we all can witness, that God will bring us through different testings in this world. Because we're living in the valley of the shadow of death. Though I walk in it, though I might find testings, tribulations, troubles. Now think of that. I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Protection. Protection. Regardless of the circumstances, my dear young brother, my dear young sister, I want you to take hold of that truth. There is tremendous protection by the blessed shepherd we have. After all, they are all in my hand. No one can pluck us from His hand, but not only His hand, but also the hand of my Father. Now who can go through the hand of the Son and through the hand of the Father? You tell me one creature can do so. And when He protects, He is competent to protect. We might go through the valley, testings will come in, but rest assured, be at peace, that He's able to protect. He's able to protect. That's a shepherd. For Thy rod, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. His faithfulness. He is faithful. You know what? For Thou art with me. What did He say? I will not, what? Leave you. Nor forsake you. Just hold these promises of the shepherd that He will never leave me nor forsake me, because you know why? He's faithful. He will protect, but He'll also remain with me because He promised, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Discipline. Discipline. You know the purpose of discipline? It's not like what we have in our mind. You know what? The purpose of discipline is so I can reach a moment and put somebody out of this door because I don't get along with him. That's the kind of discipline we have in our mind. That's not discipline as far as scripture. Discipline is to make one better disciple. Discipline to make one a better Christian. This is the purpose of discipline. But there is discipline. And when it comes from the Lord, it's for your good and for my good.